Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay. This is me.
Today's about you.
And yesterday you said I was the jerk off the air, kind of, when I brought this up. So maybe I'm going to get lit up today.
Because let's find out.
I want to know if I'm the jerk if I ask a friend of mine if she got the flowers I sent her because she said nothing about them. And I'm starting to get weirded out that what if they didn't get there? What if they didn't get there? I have a confirmation email. I have everything.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't need her to say something back because it was a gift and she was going through stuff.
Sure.
Which is why I sent the flowers.
Right, in the first place.
But then to not hear anything, and I've seen her twice since then.
Oh, you've seen her?
I've seen her. Uh-huh. We've talked on the phone. We've hung out.
So y'all have interacted.
We've interacted.
All right.
We've interacted. But she hasn't said anything. So then I thought, well, she's going through a lot. It's been a rough time.
Sure.
Of course she's not going to say anything. Mm-hmm. It's not important.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got paranoid because I got the confirmation email. What if she didn't get the flowers? What if they're scamming me?
What? She got robbed.
She would always say something.
You think so?
Yes.
Hmm.
And then you go, Allie, it's not about you getting the clap back from the gift. I'm like, I get that. But the problem is now I'm paranoid that I paid for these flowers and they never arrived. That's my next concern.
Sure.
So it's almost like I don't need a thank you, but am I a jerk if I call her and ask her if she got the flowers I sent her?
My thought is...
This is awkward.
You wouldn't be a jerk.
It would sound jerky.
If y'all hadn't talked, y'all hadn't interacted, you guys hadn't communicated since you sent the flowers before.
Three times.
You've seen her multiple times. Multiple times. You guys have talked. You guys have texted. You guys have called on the phone.
It's so weird. Do you think she got them?
I'm assuming she did get them and didn't feel like she needed to say something. That's why I said, since you guys have talked, interacted, and it hasn't been brought up, it's past the moment of bringing up to me. How long has it been now?
Over a week.
It's past the moment of bringing it up.
Over a week,
You got all the confirmations. It's been two weeks.
It's been more than that.
It's been 2 weeks for me. Yeah, I wouldn't bring it up. I wouldn't want to.
Because how weird.
Right.
She's going to hear it on the air now. Now it's going to be completely awkward. But I want to because I'm part of me. Maybe that's the, I don't know. And part of me is like, no, let it go.
Yeah.
I don't need her to, it's getting to the point where it's not about, I need the recognition from her. I want to make sure they got sent. I almost want to call, should I just call the flower company?
I'd just call the flower company and be like,
you sent these, right? And then I'm good. And then I'm good.
Because they sent you a confirmation.
They went to the wrong address.
They sent you a confirmation receipt. Ooh, I didn't think about that.
There's so many things going through my mind. What if they delivered them to the wrong place?
Wrong person. They got them. And then, ooh.
Yeah.
And if you know your friend, you know they would have said something
about
it.
She would have, I thought.
Mm-hmm. We thought.
See? Am I the jerk if I call my friend and ask if she got the flowers I sent her?
Mm. See,
it's not about me. That's why I don't want to ask.
Instinct goes,
but
just
I'm scared
let it
they
go.
Didn't get there.
But with thinking, with
Do you
thinking
see what
the
I
way
mean?
You're thinking, because we don't think the same
That's
way.
That's where I get lost on it.
Shaping it, I'm like, I mean, maybe not. But then it's been so long. You figured, had you been worried about it, you would have called sooner and been like, hey, I got the confirmation, but I hadn't heard from you. I want to make sure you got the flowers. Right now, it's been 2 weeks. Now you're just like, well, maybe they didn't. It's like you're thinking on it on the back end.
Yeah. It's like, well, now it's like, I don't want to say
Is
anything.
It worth it? Right.
No, it's not worth it.
Right.
It's not worth it, but I want to make sure that the company...
But it's worth it.
But it's worth it, right? And now I don't know what to do.
Is Allie the jerk if she hits her friend up and asks if she got the flowers? Mm-hmm. That's the question today, dog.
I just feel like what my friend was going through was a much bigger deal than whether or not she got the flowers.
100%.
But I want to make sure I'm not getting ripped off by the company. See the problem here?
But it's a big enough deal to where you want to make sure she got those flowers.
Jeez.
So she knows you were thinking of her, and so you know that they actually got delivered.
Well, 414-533-1037. And her and I talk about random stuff like this all the time, so I think she'll take it in light.
Oh, I know so.
We're the ones who will go in a dark room and go, am I the jerk if I say something like this? So I think she'll understand. But
she'll
we'll
definitely
see.
Understand, and we're definitely going to find out if you are or not the jerk.
Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers I sent her?
Sounds funny.
So bad. Okay, we'll talk to you next.
Who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody texted in and said, I got my mom flowers the other day and she thought they were from someone else until I asked, not the jerk. Oh, I don't even... It's not even about...
You sent a note with the flowers.
I sent a note, but maybe it didn't get there. I don't know. Let's go to our callers. Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers I sent her? Mm. She hasn't said a word. And now I'm wondering if the flowers arrived.
It's been 2 weeks.
I want that more than anything. Did the flowers at least get there? Then I can sleep at night. That's all I really need. Man, Tiffany's in Kenosha. Tiffany, good morning. All right. Am I the jerk if I go ask her if she got the flowers?
No, I'm saying not the jerk. And here's what happened at my work. So one of my employees, her husband sent her flowers on Valentine's Day, and they gave her him a confirmation. And he asked her, like, hey, you didn't say nothing about my flowers. She never got them. He had to, like, track down the flower company.
What?
And it took a couple of days. And now, like, I know Valentine's Day is a lot busier than just, you know, like a regular day. But even still, like, you want to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
And flowers aren't cheap. Flowers aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
Delivered.
No,
that's another thing. Like, I can let the money go as long as they got there.
Right.
Just please tell me they got there. You know?
And getting the confirmation email clearly doesn't mean nothing, because as far as Tiffany knows, you could send the confirmation and nobody got nothing.
And how annoying when you get something and don't know who they're from, that's the case, by the way. And a side note.
Damn.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Tiffany says not the jerk. Kicks it off.
Okay. Yep. I might have to call the flower company.
Yeah, thanks, Tiffany. Have a good day.
Melissa's in Hubertus this morning. Hi, Melissa. How's it going?
Good morning, guys.
Good
morning. How are you?
Good.
Doing good.
Trying to figure it out for Allie.
Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers I sent her? Because she didn't say a word.
Totally not the jerk.
Are you sure?
Yes, because I send flowers to people all the time, and you never know if they get them.
Which is
if
scary.
They don't send you
a picture,
you know, like,
or a thank you.
Yeah, and you want to make sure like they actually got some good looking flowers and not some nasty ones that look really, really crappy.
That's
you don't know.
True.
That's
you know what
true.
I mean?
Actually,
you want to make sure you get what you pay for. So. It would take her 2 seconds, even if she's going through something hard.
That's
it
why
would take her 2 seconds to just say, Allie, thank you so much
and
for sending me
would.
Those flowers. It means a lot, you know?
And
is it
she
out of
would.
Character that she
yes.
hasn't?
Yes, that's why I don't think she got
to.
Them. But now I sound ridiculous going, do I ask her if she got the flowers I sent? Because what if she just forgot to say something? Because she is going through a lot, and a lot of people send flowers.
We're
so
human.
I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one that sent flowers that day.
Right.
I know she got a lot of flowers.
Bet.
So it's like, well...
But still, like the other caller said, flowers are not cheap, and like it takes 2 seconds to. So you are not the jerk. I would totally ask her to.
Yeah.
you know, hey, just like mention it. Hey, did you by chance get my flowers I sent you? You know what I mean?
So
it's
awkward.
Not a big deal.
2 weeks ago.
It's not
a big deal, but did you get them?
This is why it's awkward,
though. I have to say it like that. Come on. Did you get them? Not a big deal, but did you get them?
That's why I wouldn't want to, man.
I don't want to either.
Hey.
Should I ask her husband?
Oh, no.
Maybe he would tell me.
He might not have even realized.
You could do that, too.
And that's true. Did your wife get my flowers? This is such an awkward question.
Because then he's got to tell you he took the note off and took the flowers and gave them to him from himself.
I would whoop his. You know what? Oh, my goodness.
Melissa's standing strong from Hubertus. She said, not the jerk.
Thanks, Melissa.
Welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Everybody's texting in. What if they were delivered to the wrong address? That was another thing that I worried about, even though I know I put her address in correct. Last but not least, Callie is in Oak Creek. Good morning, Callie. Not my friend Callie, different Callie. Hey, girl.
Morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Hi. Am I the jerk if I ask my friend if she got the flowers?
Talk to us straight.
You're absolutely not the jerk.
Feels like it, though. It feels weird. Feels self-serving. You know what I mean?
I think you should do. Here's what you should do. You should send her a text, just checking in, seeing how you are, and then maybe that will spark her. You know, she was going
to. But I've seen her.
Night.
They've seen each other.
She came to my house this weekend, like twice. We've seen each other. We hung out and had a conversation for 30 minutes on Saturday afternoon. Like, I've seen her.
And there's been plenty of chances for her to go, hey, thanks for those flowers. Appreciate you, love. Nothing.
Then you definitely got to ask her.
That's why I'm like, dude, I don't think she got them.
My mind is blown. Because for those exact reasons, I'm going, yeah, I definitely wouldn't ask her.
No.
But everybody's going, no, you got to ask her.
The fact that she hasn't said anything gets weirder and weirder.
Sure.
The fact that it's not about the money,
it's about the point that you want to make sure that she got what you paid for.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's not about the money. It's not about the thank you. It's not about anything for you. You just want to make sure she actually received
those flowers. I want to make sure what the business I paid to do a service did.
Did the service?
And helped me out with some sympathy flowers, which is a very serious thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then it looks like I wasn't even there for her at all.
But
because I'm
were.
Thinking the flowers are showing up and I'm showing support that way. And now it it looks like.
Don't do that to yourself, though.
God.
Don't get into
See, but it's not about,
about
me.
Don't beat yourself up over it.
I would just reach out to her. If she's a friend, she'll understand that.
That part.
That's not the kind of person you are.
Well, that part, Callie.
She better have gotten the flowers.
We appreciate your call,
I hope
Callie.
She did, and then I can sleep at night. Thanks, Callie.
Yes. All right, thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Clean sweep, not
Clean
the jerk.
Sweep. All right.
You
so,
gotta ask.
I don't want to ask.
I wouldn't either, but according to the listeners,
Dang it.
You better call now.
Dang it. Wait, I'm scared.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously. Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired. Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.